Blog Talk Radio.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of reaping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Tea Pot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud, too.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Welcome to the Gatewood Legacy Radio. I'm your host, Codust, and our lovely and beautiful co-host, Miss Jolene, is not with us. So if you was not here yesterday, then you missed Jolene. I ain't going to tell you when Jolene's going to be here, and when she's not, you're just going to have to listen to find out when Miss Jolene is here with us and things. Today's a big day. You know, it's election day. Everybody get out there and vote. We're going to get started, and let's do our birthdays. I've actually only got three birthdays today. Donnie Clark, happy birthday to you. Roger Southfield, he's got 49 cent joints out there in California. And Anita Budsack, Miss Anita, happy birthday. And that is my Facebook friends and family birthday. So I hope everybody's having a great birthday and enjoying themselves, and I hope that a lot of people's getting a lot of the stress off them and things that I know a lot of people's had been stressful over the last couple of days on the election and things. Oh, wait just a minute. I think I've got another birthday. Hang on, folks. Sorry. Yes, Marvin Chavez, Sr. Happy birthday, Marvin. Sorry about that, Marvin. I almost missed you there. He's out there in Santa Ana, California. So happy birthday to you. The weather, it is actually a cloudy. It's really, really cloudy. And the temperature, well, what the hell happened to the temperature? It's like, okay, I think they just froze it all up right then. Hang on, folks. Let me see if I can pull it up again. It's actually a cloudy 62. And I thought we was going to get a little rain, but no, I don't know. It's showing in the radar that it all moved away. Prior to the folks fighting and battling all these wildfires, earlier this morning, a part of I-75 even had to be shut down because of the wildfires, which was, it was, you know, in, not in Kentucky, it was actually in Tennessee, but I mean, they are back open now, but it was around the Chattanooga, Tennessee. This is reported out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, sorry. It was around mile marker 16, Ottawa and Cleveland. It had spread close to the lanes of traffic from the wooded area, so it was about actually right next to the highway. So prayers to those folks and things. Get out and vote, people. Get out and vote. It's very important to get out and vote. Today is a big day. Let's see. I mean, the polls don't close until 6 o'clock. You got two more hours to get out there and vote and things. I'll just be honest with you. In my days of voting, I have never seen a line that big and seen that many people out voting. And it just absolutely tickled me to death to see that we've got people out there voting and things. I think voter turnout maybe is pretty big, but, you know, I mean, it'd be interesting to see. I mean, I can't wait to hear what the voter turnout was. Was it normal? Was it increased from over the years? You know, or was it just that, I don't know. Who knows? God bless us all. Like I say, the most important part of all this is the Supreme Court justice. We have a lot of old people in there. And we've only got one vacant seat, and the other vacant seats could happen at any time. They could retire. Their health could go bad on them. They could get an illness. And then those seats would have to be filled. So that's the crucial thing about this election is our Supreme Court justice, those nine folks that sit on those and makes all those laws for us and things. Let's see, as far as any other news. Well, and America is choosing between Clinton and Trump is the biggest thing that they're saying out there, you know, for the next president. But, you know, don't forget there's five other candidates. There's five other candidates running for president. You've got Jill Stein, Gary Johnson, and who else have I forgotten? I'm forgetting somebody else. But for sure, I know there's another one there. I can't think of what his name is, though. I'm seeing that they're saying that they're out of paper ballots. There were so many people, clerk's offices, more voters than they had expected to turn up, like in Scott County, in Georgetown. More people turned out to vote than they had paper ballots, so they ran out by midday. Some precincts run out by midday. Ballots are being delivered this afternoon. Voters who left urged to return, you know, to come back to vote on the paper ballot. It's like, wow. You know, there is absentee vote count is underway in Lexington. They are redoing those counts, the absentee votes. A lot of people voted because they couldn't be here. So they're doing that. Be interesting. Two more hours, they'll start reporting. You know, it won't be long. They'll start reporting some numbers. The numbers will start coming in. Be interesting to see. Let's see if we got anything else to tell you. I voted. I love seeing all that I voted stuff from you people. Just thank y'all. Thank y'all so much. Let's see on events. I know there's something coming up this weekend. It's in Frankfort. It's they say it's the last fall thing that they do in the fall in Frankfort. It starts maybe on Thursday. They're going to have some music at the old Capitol. The U.S. Senate seat is up. Jim Gray is the Democratic Party, and Rand Paul is the Republican Party. You've also got, what else is, vote for Kevin Sanders out there in Marina, California. He's up for election today. Come on, Kevin. Hope you get elected. Vessel this weekend is going to be at the Vessel, Captain Midnight, and Restless String Band, and Still Holler are all going to be the headliners at the Music Hall in on Lexington Road in Louisville, Kentucky. Also, you've got the early Thanksgiving. Oh, thank you, Henry. You're just now saying that. Thanksgiving thing from Henry. Thank you, Henry. We appreciate that. Let's see. I voted for a grumpy cat. Hopefully you do, too. Let's make America meow again. That's funny. So funny. Love of seeing all these people saying, I voted. I love that. The U.S. Senate candidates vowed to change Washington. Both of them did. Both the U.S. Senate did here in Kentucky. I haven't heard where they're going to be waiting at to hear. Probably in Lexington. I would say it would be in Lexington where they'll be waiting to hear the numbers and watching the numbers come in. I'd say everybody's getting all excited and a lot of folks are getting off from work and they're getting it, you know, to the polls to get them last minute votes in there. They say the polls close at 6, but to me, if there's a line there, there's a big long line, don't they have to take? I would think they would have to take and wait for you to get up there and vote. I would hope so. Lord, I hope so. I mean, surely they wouldn't say, hey, you got to leave. You just never know. All right, folks, let's see if we can play. I don't think this is too long. It's actually, it's too long. Too long. Sorry. Hang on, folks, wrong thing. Sorry about that. Let me see what I can find you here. struggling here today, struggling. We are going to close the show just as soon as the show is over with. After we play our song, we are definitely closing the show out. I've got a bunch of stuff to do myself. Hang on, folks. I've got a bunch of videos here. Let me see if I can find you something. I know I can find you something. I'm going to find you something old that we haven't listened to maybe in a while. No, let's listen to Restless String Band from Live from Cosmic Charlie's, about 9 minutes and 21 seconds. Oh no, I'm so sorry, so sorry. I accidentally closed it out on you.
Thank you.
5 o'clock somewhere, but it's 4:20 here by Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Raleigh. We're going to be back in 2 minutes and 26 seconds. Here we go, folks.
Mm-hmm. my boat. Right now it's happy hour, I'm lighting up a smoke. The world keeps turning, and I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I learned a long time ago, for me, alcohol is not the buzz of my choice. I'll have a smoke while you have a beer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, and 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. For today, life is good. Let's toast and cheer. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. Now Willie told me, here's all I know. You can die. Stress, I learned to let it all go. Lost a state of mind, and that was fear. It's 5 o'clock somewhere, at 4:20 here. I got a big old grin all over my face. I'm not worried about tomorrow. I'm living for today. Life is good. Let's toast and cheer.
Yeehaw, yeehaw, what a badass little song that is. Thank you, Don Miller out of Doylestown, Tennessee, and Pat Raleigh. All right, I want to thank everybody out there that shared the show, listened into the show. Today makes our 790 episodes almost. We got 10 more episodes, and we'll be at 800 episodes here every single day, folks. God bless you people. Love you all. Y'all have a good afternoon. Stay safe out there. And God bless us all. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, and I'm going to take us away. Bye-bye, everybody.
Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down. A little old-fashioned justice going round. A little bit of laughing and a little bit of weeping. A little bit of sorrowing and a little bit of weeping. Just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.
Hi, I'm Willie Nelson, and the Willie Nelson Teapot Party and I endorse
Gatewood's Legacy Group on Facebook and at gatewoodslegacy.com.
Gatewood would be proud to.
It really ain't hard to understand. It's just a little old-fashioned karma coming down.